This is Elevations, bringing new perspective to science, technology, education, and the arts.
When you work with first-generation college students, you're not changing that individual kid's life. You're changing that family structure permanently.
I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Today we are talking with Dr. David Dees, Interim Dean of Kent State's Columbiana County campuses, Salem and East Liverpool. David's many priorities and areas of expertise include enhancing college attendance and success among rural youth and first-generation college students. David, thank you for joining us. Give us an overview of the mission and purpose of the Salem and East Liverpool campuses.
Well, we have a long history at all the regional campuses, of being that place where all citizens of Ohio have access to a college and a university education. What I love about what we do is we have that beautiful Kent State quality stamp on our programs, on our faculty, and everything we do. But we've opened it up. And as an open access institution, it means that where you come to us is where you come to us. And we're there to serve you. And we're there to help you develop your academic potential. We're there to provide you with opportunities for programs. And we do that in a very small, focused environment so that students can get access to the support they need.
I know you serve a lot of first-generation college students. Can you talk a little bit about how their challenges might be different and how you provide support for them?
Yes, 46% of our students on our campuses are first-generation college students. So I tell the faculty and staff, I said, you know, when you walk in to the lounge area, I want you to think about half the students you're looking at. This is the first person in their family to walk on a college campus. That's huge. It impacts in certain ways. There's certain things that we do in a university that we just assume everybody knows how it works. A little example, like what a syllabus is. Some students know what that is. Some students don't. And we pay so much attention to it that if students don't learn the culture and the kind of expectations of how we operate, it can be very troublesome. It can be troublesome in terms of things like going and seeing a faculty member. To some first-generation college students, that feels really awkward. That feels very uncomfortable. So we try to find ways for them to reach out to their faculty. And our faculty are really engaged with our students. Our staff is really engaged with our students. So there's always this support network trying to help the students understand this kind of cultural world that we live in the university and to provide them the support that they need so that they can be academically successful.
I know you have some really innovative programs to provide student support, like the Rural Scholars Program. What is that? What's at the heart of the Rural Scholars Program?
The Rural Scholars Program is just a very powerful college access program. We take sixth grade kids in the area schools that are showing academic promise, showing potential, that are just kids that need a little extra support. They're all going to be first-generation college students. They're all at a certain level in terms of poverty. And what we do is we hook them up with a college-age mentor that has a similar background, meets with the kids once a week. We do some intensive kind of academic engaging programs in the fall and spring. In the summer, we get them together for a week-long, very intensive program. And the kids are very service-oriented. So there's these mentors in their lives. They're getting a huge adult support system in their life. And then they also learn the importance of giving back to the community. And the way that we've structured it, if the kids stay in the program, do the things we want them to do, that we're going to allow them to attend Kent State, Salem and East Liverpool, tuition-free. And what they will do then is they become the next generation of scholars and the next generation of mentors. So it's a pay-it-forward kind of model, and it's all driven by trying to create an attitude with the kids that the community believes in you, we're going to provide you the support to be successful, and our hope is that you pay that back to the community and bring up the next generation of future scholars. And it's a great, great program.
Is there a specific rural scholar who has left an impression on you?
Oh, absolutely. There's many of them. But there's one that there's two that come to mind. I'll just tell one of them right now. But when we started the program, I had the idea of the program many years before, and it was as I was a faculty member and I was working with a graduate student on really thinking about college access and what we do in the regional campuses. So we came up with this idea many years before. We didn't have the funding for it, and then finally it all fell together when Wendy Fringer came on board to help us with the program. And what was interesting was Wendy kind of took our three-year plan and did it in a year. I mean, it was just unbelievable. But what happened was it went from a philosophical idea to real people. And let me explain that a little bit. Wendy decided that, and we still do this, we have an orientation with the guardians and the parents of the kids, along with the kids. So the kids are in one room and the guardians and the parents are in the other room. And we talk to them about their responsibilities. And as I'm explaining the program, it was the very first group, the very first time we'd had the Rural Scholars together. There was a man in the back of the room that just kept giving me like this evil stare. And he was covered. I mean, he was covered in dirt. You could tell the guy had been working all day, was a hard working person. I mean, and that he'd come in at the end of his day to figure out about his daughter and what this thing is and daughter's involved in. And he was just covered in dirt and just kept staring at me. And I kept thinking, wait a minute, what are we doing? I mean, you know, did I do something wrong? Did I say something inappropriate? You know, I'm really getting uncomfortable. And as we take a break, I look out of the corner of my eye and he's coming towards me. And he grabbed me by the shoulders. And it's one of those moments in my life I will never forget. And he was shaking me. And he said, I need you to understand something. He said, that little girl in there has it. And he goes, and I don't know where she got it from. He goes, it didn't come from me. Her mother has issues. And he said, I have issues. He said, but she got accepted last year to go to Washington, D.C. because of her writing. He said, I took a second job to get her there. And he said, I knew I had to get her to college. And he said, I had no idea how we were going to do that. He said, until tonight. He said, young man, you and this university have changed her life. You've changed our whole family forever. And he started crying and I'm crying and I'm thinking, that's what this program is about. And that young lady right now is on the Salem campus in College Credit Plus as a junior in high school, taking college credit classes, and will be on our campus next year. And it's just one of those powerful stories that this program, and I think the campuses, it's what we do as a campus. When you work with first-generation college students, you're not changing that individual kid's life. You're changing that family structure permanently. And that's something very powerful that it's hard to measure, but it is something that, it's why I love working at the regional campuses, is that you have that unbelievable ability to change the path of a family.
I'd love to hear another story.
There is a young man that I think his story represents a lot of what the Rural Scholars is all about. And again, it kind of links back to what the Kent State regional campuses are about. This young man, my wife was teaching in Salem City Schools. She still teaches there, but at the time she was teaching first grade. And she had this little guy, had a lot of promise, smart little guy, you know, 6 to 7 years old. His mom had some difficult circumstances, so she sometimes had trouble getting him up for school for all sorts of reasons. So the little guy would get himself ready for school. He had a little brother. He would get him ready for school. But needless to say, if you're 6, 7 years old, you're going to miss a lot of school. And so one day, my wife started school and then had a doctor's appointment or whatever it was, and she left school during the day. And as she's driving through the center of town, she sees the little guy sneaking in the library. And so she's like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. You know, what's going on with him? So she pulls in, she goes into the library, and he's down there in the basement of the library reading. And she walked up and said, hey, you know, what's going on? You weren't at school today. He said, well, you know, mom got home late again, and I overslept this morning. So I wanted to read, and I wanted to read today, and I want to get some books to take home to read to my brother. That's the little kid. That's the type of student that we're trying to support in the Rural Scholars Program, that we're trying to surround him with that kind of help. And what's the best part about that story is he was just admitted last year as a Rural Scholar into the program and is blossoming. And so it's that kind of, that's the kind of kid when people ask me, what's the Rural Scholars Program all about? It's that kind of kid. It's that kind of kid that has that promise that we know with the right kind of adults in his or her life with the right kind of support systems is going to blossom, is going to take off. And so now he's got a great shot of being career ready, of getting a college education, because again, he got surrounded by adults that cared about him early.
What kind of feedback do you get about the program?
Oh, the community has just embraced the program. We had set a goal to make it so that it was pretty much privately sponsored by the time the first generation of scholars got to the campus, which is next year. And we've almost achieved that goal. And that has just been because people in the community believe in these kids. And also, I think it's a statement to how much people in our community honor and respect Kent State University being in their backyard. They take great pride in Columbiana County of these campuses, and they're very excited that Kent State's part of the community. So when we put this program forward, there were so many private industry, so many private donors, so many foundations that said, we want to be a part of it because this is, we know Kent State does good stuff, and we know that this is a good program to be associated with. So the community support has been tremendous. We've been gathering data on our students, and we, for the first time, have some comparison data. Our students are outperforming all of their peers in a variety of areas, areas that we know matter for what's called developmental assets, the kind of assets that lead to success in college or career-ready programs. So we're getting that kind of data, and we're having that kind of measured success. So it's just, again, starting to keep the positive momentum going and the energy going as well.
Do you plan to expand or replicate the program?
Absolutely. If we, again, it's all driven by financial support. One of the things that I was adamant about is when we started the program, and we have this very powerful, passionate director of the program, Wendy Fringer. She was on board from the very beginning. And Wendy and I kind of made a commitment that we wanted to make sure that we were financially stable as we moved through. What we didn't want to happen was a kid get to the university and say, hey, I'm ready to get my free education. And we say, we don't have the funding for it. So it's always funding driven. So before we admit new students into the program, before we admit new schools into the program, we make sure that we have a kind of funding opportunity for that so that we don't have to have that difficult conversation later. And I really do believe that the university, President Warren, has really embraced the program and has seen the power of the program. So I think more and more you're going to hear more about this program and trying to find opportunities to spread it to the other campuses, including the Kent campus. Because it's one of those things, I joke with people, it's kind of a no-brainer. It's really what we do well as a university, and that's to reach out to that student that has that potential, surround them with good people, surround them with good programming, and help them become successful. It's what we do as a university, so it just makes sense that we kind of created this small version of that and started earlier in the process to really create this kind of K through 16 kind of environment. So,
what are you most proud of when you think about the work happening at Salem and East Liverpool? Obviously, Rural Scholars, but what other things would you want people most to know about your campuses?
I think one of the things that strikes me is how just people don't realize the quality of the faculty and the quality of the programs. And I think it's kind of funny, we're our own worst enemy, that we're very humble as a campus. I think maybe it's a Midwestern thing, but we're very humble. And we have these incredible faculty that are world-renowned scholars, and they're teaching classes with 15 and 20 students. We have these incredible programs that have wonderful success rates, graduation rates, and placement rates that people don't know about. Our facilities are just cutting edge, and we're just getting better and better and really reinvesting in our facilities. So I think that's the thing that, you know, people say, oh, it's just a regional campus. But the regional campuses now have an unbelievable high quality to them. I think it's always been there. I've seen the quality get better and better over time. And I think people really miss the opportunity sometimes when they think it's just a regional campus, because it's not. We are Kent State University, and we have those high-quality faculty and those high-quality programs at both places.
Thank you for joining us today, David.
Well, thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Dr. David Dees, Interim Dean of Kent State's Columbiana County campuses, where the Rural Scholars Program is emerging as a model for serving first-generation college students. To learn more about the Rural Scholars Program, visit our website at kent.edu/elevations. Elevations is produced by Emily Morris and Ellie Ellis with support from Joe Gunderman. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. Join us every Saturday morning at 7 on 89.7 WKSU.